This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Intensified by tariffs, volatility in the grain marketplace has put pressure on the industry to adapt. In response, stakeholders are working to strengthen their foothold in existing markets while pursuing new buyers abroad. These efforts aim to ensure continued demand and greater resilience in an increasingly competitive global landscape. We'll find out what's being done and where some markets are emerging for our grains right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The U.S. Grains Council is working hard on a full range of international markets, including both those already established and emerging ones. Reese Canaday is Regional Director for South Asia and notes that while South Asia has several active markets, India stands out for its significant long-term potential.
When we look at South Asia, it's pretty hard to ignore the population dynamics. India is the most populous country in the world with 1.46 billion people and growing. There are also other countries in the region. Bangladesh, for instance, is a big buyer of U.S. commodities, whether it be soybeans or it be DDGS. We believe that corn will start flowing to Bangladesh before terribly long, and that's 175 plus million people as well. But the economic prospects are perhaps of equal importance. The most promising country is India. India has a massive population coupled with this incredible economic growth. So a lot of people don't know this, but India is actually a larger feed market than Mexico. When you look at the size that's already there, plus the fact that they're growing at double-digit numbers in terms of their feed demand, this is a country that is going to have massive implications for a shift in the global grain trade as we move forward.
India's growing demand for renewable fuels presents a key opportunity for U.S. ag exports, particularly in supplying the feedstocks needed for ethanol production. With strong production capacity and proven quality, the U.S. is well positioned to help meet this rising energy need.
India also has implemented an E20 policy in terms of ethanol blending. That was something that, in order to get done, they had to divert a lot of their corn production into ethanol. So just 2 years ago, it looked like India was going to miss its ethanol blending goals, which is E20 by the end of 2025. Now they have reached E19.7. They're well ahead of schedule to reach their goal. But in order to do that, they had to divert that corn into the ethanol supply chain. So just 2 years ago, they were producing almost all of their ethanol from sugar, a little bit from rice, and almost none from corn, effectively. 2 years later, they're now scheduled to use 11 million tons of corn for ethanol this upcoming year. And what that's done is it's thrown India into a corn deficit, and one that is projected to grow as the feed demand grows throughout the country.
Canada sees a significant potential for market growth across the whole South Asian subcontinent, not just India.
People have talked about India being a market of the future, South Asia, the subcontinent. I really think that narrative needs to go away. This is a market of now. The future has arrived. And so we are here to sell U.S. commodities, not to a market that doesn't need them. I mean, we're not trying to provide someone with something that raises their costs. We are trying to provide them with something that they need and something that creates a win-win for the country of India and the country of the United States. If we can find a market for our farmers, obviously we win. But we're going to have to sell that product at a market value.
As markets evolve and demand grows, the U.S. remains ready to meet the need with reliable, high-quality products. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.